It's a boat straight out of a history book with a crew made up of veterans who fought in these craft more than a half century ago. It's called a swift boat, and the 50-foot-long, lightly armored craft were used by the U.S. Navy to patrol the coast of Vietnam. This Navy-grade craft, PCF 816, is the only remaining operational swift boat in the world and is on a tour of West Coast ports, including this stop at Oxnard's Channel Islands Harbor. Everyone from little kids to veterans are visiting the boat. The tour is bringing out a flood of memories for the more than 40 swift boat crew members taking this craft on its West Coast tour.
90% of the time you were bored as heck. The other 10% you were was sheer terror. But the adrenaline kicks in and you go through, do what you got to do, and then you fall apart afterwards.
Dave Bradley saw combat on a swift boat in Vietnam in 1967 and 1968.
We all have memories we kind of suppress, and what you try to think of as the funny times, the good times, the interesting stuff that happened. You try not to dwell on those things that you really don't want to remember.
73-year-old Bob Bulger of San Diego was skipper of a swift boat in 1966 and 1967. He remembers the teamwork and friendship behind his five-man crew and the tough times they faced.
We had a series of firefights where we had to medevac two of our crew members, so that was always a sad part. There was another time when we had a fisherman call us over. They had been fired upon from the shore. We picked up a little girl, little boy, and about a 50-year-old woman and took them out to a Navy destroyer that was nearby. Two of the three survived, but the little girl did not, and the corpsman handed the girl down to us in the sheet. We took him back to her grandfather. Our hearts were all broken on that.
The craft were created out of necessity. The Navy needed a small patrol boat which could be used to intercept supplies being shipped from North Vietnam to Viet Cong forces. Rather than start from scratch, boats made to get supplies to oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico were retrofitted and converted into the boats. Machine guns and mortars were added, nearly doubling their weight from 12 to 24 tons. Dave Bradley says while they were improvised, they got the job done.
From 1965 through the fall of 68, these boats, we had about 100 of them in Vietnam, were stationed all up and down the coast of Vietnam and were used to interdict the supplies that the North Vietnamese were trying to send down to the VC. I guess we did a pretty good job because it's pretty much stopped and everything started coming down the Ho Chi Minh Trail. By the fall of 68, they moved the smaller boats, the PBRs, little green boats like you saw in Apocalypse Now, moved those up into the smaller tributaries than the Mekong Delta.
Bob Bulger says he hopes visitors to the craft during its 11-port tour will take a moment to remember those who served in uniform.
Regardless of how you feel about the politics, you know, give the serviceman or the servicewoman a break. And also to try and take care of those through the VA a little bit better than we've been doing.
Those on the tour say they're representing the 3,500 sailors who served on the boats, including the 350 who were wounded and the 50 who never came home. After stops in Santa Barbara and Oxnard, the boat is leaving Channel Islands Harbor today for Marina Del Rey. After tour stops there, in Long Beach and Dana Point, it will return to its permanent exhibition mooring at the Maritime Museum of San Diego on August 6th. In Oxnard, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.